Hello everyone, and welcome to the PC Gamer Podcast. I'm Tim, the Deputy Editor, and in the studio today we have Tom Francis.
Yes, I am Tom Francis. I'm saying my name because that's how we're supposed to do it,
Tim. Yeah.
Okay.
So people know what our voices sound like.
And another guy. You.
Who am I?
We're all on different pages.
Well, I'm Craig, yes.
Okay. And special guest star, cameo by...
Stephen.
Wow. Stephen!
I've never known you, Stephen, before.
No, that's really strange.
Yeah.
It's my name.
You always just drop the N. It's always just Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
I'm a podcast now.
What can Steve possibly be short for?
It's Steve Williams, who is the funny one.
That Steve couldn't come.
Yeah.
He forces us to introduce him that way. We didn't want to, but...
Steve is the funny one in the magazine.
Stop saying that.
Whenever we need funny, we call upon Steve.
Stop it!
Awkward!
And he wears a jester's hat.
Right
and
now.
And a big bladder. Shoes, and a big stick, and whistles and banana.
That's what makes Tim laugh.
All true.
Yep. Okay, so let's actually... Oh, fuck, what were we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about what. Okay, so we're going to talk about what's coming out.
Yes. Okay. So on our schedule of talking about stuff today, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that's come out and what's coming out. What's in the current issue? Because we've got quite a big issue. Something about World of Goo and Carnage.
Carnage,
which is exciting.
Yeah, that's not a name of a game, right?
No, it's not. Carnage, just explosions and shit.
It'd be an awesome name for a game.
Yeah.
Explosions
it.
And shit would be a better
name. Or Carnage colon explosions and shit.
Carnage shit 2,
explosions, back. Blood and shit.
Okay, so what's coming out? Or what has just come out?
Prince of Persia is coming out.
Prince of Persia, that's an exciting game, isn't it, Steve?
That's very good.
If only someone in this room had reviewed it.
Yeah.
Essentially, bad.
That's a total reversal of your position a few minutes ago.
If you had to score it out of between 1 and 100.
Actually, 0 and 100.
Probably
zero
and say 100. Roughly 49% out of 100.
Do you not like Prince of Persia?
No, it was terrible.
Yeah?
Is it because you hate Persians?
Iranians? Not so much. No, it's got no challenge in it, and... Well, that's it, really. The combat is awful, the platforming is awful, you can't die, and it's still easy.
Can't rewind time.
No challenge. Either. Yeah, and you can't rewind time.
Taking out the main reason that I wanted to play the game for the last three times.
And you hate Americans?
Not so much.
I suppose that's worth mentioning. You could absolutely hate Persians and still quite like this, because there don't really appear to be any Persians in it.
I'm also keen on Persian cats. Why am I being cast as the racist? At first I was the funny one, now I'm the racist.
The racist funny man.
Racist funny.
You're like Michael Richards.
He's not funny though.
No, I suppose not. He's just racist.
I'm the only one who played it, and you've probably heard me screaming, but they've taken out the time rewinding, so now they've made it so you can't die. If you fall off something, you just get reset to where you fell off.
And you get reset by your friend Elika. Lifting you up by your hand, right? And it's like, it just cuts away to a scene of hand holding a hand.
It's almost like, a short cut scene and then a reset to the platform you were on.
When they were talking about this, I thought it was going to be like, you see yourself fall off the platform, then you see her jump from where she is and come down and rescue you. But it's not, it literally just cuts to a hand holding a hand. So even if you're climbing directly up and she's below you, and you fall off or die in some way, you'll see her hand coming from above you somehow and lifting you up to take you back down.
Does it not make...
Yeah, well, she's also a double jump. So you jump and then you press double jump.
Yeah.
She jumps up, throws her momentum into you, which has some kind of sense, like physically,
almost.
Sort of. So that throws you, but then that should throw her down into the pit to her death.
But it doesn't.
She just hovers and then jumps back.
She can
so it's
fly.
Just like, why don't you go?
Yeah,
you can just fly.
Also, the prince constantly falls off things, apart from when he rolls across a ceiling upside down.
Yeah, apart from that.
They've added ceiling walking to the wall walking. You can just run on ceilings.
But he can only run on ceilings if he's holding onto a gold ring.
Yeah.
So if they just missed out one gold ring, he would never have saved the world.
I think that's a motivational thing. I think it's when he can see another gold ring right next to him, he's got the force of will to just walk on the ceilings to get to it.
He's like a hungry dog.
I think it's just because he's a dick.
Oh yeah, he is a dick as well.
He is a dick.
He's like an American frat boy, isn't he?
Incredibly glib.
And the
sort of whiny